Hello, fans, friends, lovers, cousins, and family. This is your old pal, Aaron Lee Tastin. You're listening to WCBE, and this is my music journey.
Aaron Lee Tastian's time in Central Ohio provided the building blocks that set him free and gave him the belief that there's a place for him in music. His first inspiration, though, came from his mom.
When I was about maybe 7 years old, we were living in Delaware. She had like an old gut string guitar, and so she took a few lessons, and I came upstairs. I was playing out in the yard, and I came upstairs one day, and my mom was just sitting in her office playing the guitar. My mom does consulting for executive women, but she'd written a little song about it. It really, I was just totally blown away and captivated by my mom being able to play the guitar. And pretty quickly after that, I just became obsessed with the guitar. And everything started to become a guitar, you know, my tennis racket, my baseball bat, anything that I could turn into a guitar, I would.
Dream. My little dream dreamer, can't you see? So dream, I'll be dreaming for you.
Though he was born in Wilmington, Delaware, and spent much of his youth there and some in Southern California, Tastian credits his high school years in New Albany for his musical outlook. It all started at a band camp his freshman year. Midway through the week, his dad drove to the camp with Tastian's guitar.
So at one point I took it out, and I always sing with my eyes closed. I always have since I was a kid. I was playing a couple songs in the cabin, and the next thing I knew, I opened my eyes, and the entire marching band almost was in our little cab, our freshman cabin. And I was playing, like, you know, Dave Matthews songs and stuff I knew they would know. They were pretty stoked about it. You know, my time at New Albany High School, I would say, was as responsible for me continuing to play music and trying to make a career out of it as anything, just because the kids there were so sweet to me, so supportive. I'd come from a school in Southern California where it was the exact opposite of that. I mean, I was almost made fun of for playing music, you know, and kids really bullied me and picked on me a lot. And all of a sudden, I found myself in this school where my classmates thought that it was cool that I did that. By the time I had graduated from high school and was going out to New York and stuff, I had 4 years worth of campus bar gigs under my belt, and that was a real framework to jump off of into trying to make a life in music.
Tastian's 2015 debut full-length release, In the Blazes, has been described as having a 1970s country feel, while his Silver Tears follow-up a year later has been termed more sophisticated and introspective. Tastian's latest release, Karma for Cheap, finds him
trying to figure out why I am the way I am, I think. For me, You know, that's a lyrical sensibility that looks at the weight of life with a sense of humor, at the same time not ignoring how potent it can be. And matched with that, a sensibility on the guitar that to me, you know, rings true to what the heart of rock and roll is, you know, which is something that is, you know, a little bit defiant and a little bit mysterious and ultimately celebratory, you know, of being alive. Because being alive is a great burden in a lot of ways. You know, you're not dealing with the joyous moments of life. You're figuring out how to get through the tough ones. My lyrics and my guitar playing are, for me, a direct translation of that thing. This is how I'm getting through. You know, all of this for me is just about giving back what it's given to me, which is a chance to be alive and to be happy about it.
When it rains in the heart, you must weather the storm. For the shadows will come in every form. But the truth is so hard. The truth is so hard to believe. And when you see yourself as some
kind of funny, a lot of people have picked up on the idea of that song as some kind of like political thing, you know, given everything that's going on in America right now. And that's not really where that song comes from for me. I'm glad that they could find, if that's what they wanted to find in that story and in that song, and that's what helps them deal with whatever they're going through, I love that. And I'm certainly not saying that it's not that for them. But to me, you know, it was about dealing with those truths and untruths that we tell ourselves, that little voice that's in your head that is telling you things. And, you know, I think I figured out one day, like, this voice seems to be either saying, you know, things that are probably more complimentary than I deserve or probably a lot meaner than I deserve. And, you know, do I really want to choose to believe it?
Strange shadow in the corner.
A lot of these songs on Karma for Cheap are just kind of about me trying to keep myself between the ditches, you know, mentally and physically, you know. And I think if there's any message on the Karma for Cheap record, it's just one of empathy for myself and for anybody who's wondering how much is too much of anything. And, I've had my own health issues, you know, the past year or so, you know, that I've been to a bunch of doctors for and stuff like that, and they're still trying to figure out exactly what's going on. But, you know, I'm hopeful that we'll get to a place with it where I can, you know, really start feeling better and healthier. And I work every day to implement those changes myself. I love music and I love life, and I want to be around and doing it and making it for as long as I can.
'Cause every precious thing must bend.
Thing that music has given me, it was a conduit to realizing that there's more to life than me, you know, And that realization caused me to have some real empathy for humanity. Fred Rogers really said it right when he said, there's two things in the world that you can't hear enough, and that is, I love you and you're a good person. Whether Tom Petty was singing Even the Losers Get Lucky Sometimes, or Liam Gallagher was singing, you know, Noel's words that he wrote, No One's Ever Gonna Feel the Way I Feel About You Now, and Wonderwall. What I heard when those guys were saying that was, I love you and you're a good person. And it made me feel tremendously better about myself and the world around me. I knew that what I wanted was the opportunity to do that for somebody else. I've been incredibly fortunate that in some small way, I've been provided an opportunity to do that. And we spend a lot of time focused on how much we have or don't have, but just to have something at all in this day and age feels like a huge, you know, victory and opportunity to me. And that's what I want to spend my life telling people.
My thanks to Aaron Lee Tazjian for his time, his thoughtful comments, and especially his music. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.